Reeve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, Your Neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Swartz and Truber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Now, Bar Reeves Sports on The General.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Kavanaugh Court, where it is girls varsity basketball Saturday here on The General 95.9. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined by Bar Reeves principal Jeff Doyle. And tonight, it is the second half of Hatchet Week here on the General 95.9. And tonight, it is Bar Reeves and the Washington Lady Hatchets getting ready to square off here at Kavanaugh Court. Of course, Wednesday night, it was the boys' version of the Washington Bar Reeves game, a very competitive game, which saw Bar Reeves take an early lead, a game that they never trailed, hung on for a 61-56 victory. And tonight is part two of the local county rivalry. Washington and Bar Reeves getting ready to go. It's still a very injured Bar Reeves squad here tonight. Washington comes in with a 4-1 record, the only loss earlier this week to Vincennes Lincoln. And Coach Doyle, it's a Gretchen Miles coach team with the Washington Lady Hatchets, and you know they are going to get up in your business and play some really, really good defense.
Yeah, it'll be really similar to what the boys team saw Wednesday night at the Hatchet House. You know, Gene Miller's teams get up and get after you, and that's what Coach Miles does too. And this is her 10th year. She has a overall 129-72 record. Once again, off to a good start this year, 4-1. Only loss coming to a good Vincennes Lincoln team. So this is a game that hadn't been played for several years, and then we got them back on the schedule about 4 years ago, and it was a good addition to the schedule. And I think we've prevailed in one of them, and I think Washington's got us in the other three. So it's been a good add to our schedule, good 3A team, and only 7 miles away, county neighbor. It's a team that you need to play.
And Jeff Doyle, I am all about, you know, now that we are in the media game together, I am all about short trips to wherever we're going. There's no need to drive an hour and a half to go play somebody on a Saturday when you've got somebody perfectly serviceable and capable 7 miles down the road.
Exactly, and especially with the trying to get the girls' primetime games, it makes it really nice to get a primetime game in on a Saturday night, and it's this is traditionally a night that Bar Reeves never really had anything on the schedule. And so the last 4 years we've added this game. It's kind of been a nice game to add for the girls because they usually go a week and a half without playing, so this is a good addition. And but I'm with you about the travel time. I like staying close to home, my home base.
Yeah, amen, and especially with the youngsters that we have at home, 5-year-old Daisy, 5-year-old Claire Bear. You know, it's nice to have dad at home every now and then.
Well, and I did have special instructions from Claire to make Daisy tell her hello tonight because she thought Daisy was going to be here tonight.
Oh, well, you know.
It wasn't tell Daisy hello. Make Daisy say hello to me.
Oh, make Daisy say hello. Well, I would have put her on the air and we would have done that, but change of plans. They ended up heading to a movie in Vincennes, so you know, when I asked you earlier today if the Claire Bear was going to be here, you know, no dice anyway. So, anyhow, Washington and Bar Reeves out going through their warm-ups. Captain's meeting is complete. We're going to go ahead and take a 2-minute timeout, and when we come back, we'll set up more of Bar Reeves and Washington. They're getting ready. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 2-minute timeout.
The 2017 Black Friday sales event is going on now at the Washington Chrysler Center, and we have the biggest savings of the year on all remaining 2017 Rams in stock. Buy a 2017 Ram Crew Cab Laramie 4x4 was $52,540, now only $40,807. That's a savings of almost $12,000. Or take $10,500 off a Bighorn Crew Cab. Or lease a Quad Cab 4x4 for only $345 per month. Now is the time to save big, only at the Washington Chrysler Center.
The Montgomery Ruertan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Ruertan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Ruertan Club's website at montgomeryruertanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park, September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryruertanclub.com. The Montgomery Ruertan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Helena Chemical in Montgomery is proud to offer Megafol. Megafol will rev up growth in your corn and soybean field. This natural plant extract increases metabolism, which allows your crop to use its own energy more efficiently. When used as part of a high-yield fertility program, Megafol can increase your yields by as much as 13 bushels an acre for corn and nearly 5 bushels per acre for soybeans. To find out more, contact your Helena representative today in Montgomery. Call 486-3285 or visit online at helenachemical.com.
Back at Kavanaugh Court alongside Bar Eve principal Jeff Doyle. I am Mike DeCourcy. Bar Eve girls basketball here on the General tonight, 95.9. It's Washington. It is Bar Eve. And, you know, when you talk about one of the best girls coaches in the area in all of Southern Indiana, Jeff Doyle, you got to talk about Lady Hatchet mentor Gretchen Miles.
Yeah, you know, when she got her start in soccer and had a lot of success on the soccer side, and I was really sad to see her go on the soccer side because she did, you know, just an outstanding job. But she, her teams are just fun to watch, and she just gets the most out of them. And the years that she has above average talent, she has some really, really good runs, and they're always going to be solid. And off to a 4-1 start, so wouldn't expect anything less out of Gretchen Miles' team.
And I certainly echo that sentiment, and they really, really get after it on the defensive end, and a good program, obviously, that I'm not going to say that she's necessarily developed. Washington's been a good girls' basketball program for a long time, but, you know, even in some lean talent years, Gretchen, you look up at the end of the season, and they're 14-7, and you're like, how did they do that? And it always starts on the defensive end with her teams.
Yeah, and looking out here at the Washington team, this is a team, these girls, they play other sports. A lot of these girls were on the either on the volleyball team or the soccer team, so it's not like she gets these girls in the fall and they're practicing basketball in open gym, so she basically gets them for basketball season. I'm sure they do a little bit during the summer, but these are girls that are 2- and 3-sport athletes, so she gets the most out of them, the limited amount of time she gets them.
One of the cool side stories here tonight, there is a Division I athlete on the floor tonight. Not only that, a big-time Division I athlete, an SEC Division I athlete, but not in anything that you would expect, Jeff Doyle.
No, not at all. Sarah Lewis, she is signed with Georgia, and she's going to be an equestrian. She's been riding horses since, I believe, 3 years old. But she is very accomplished rider, and she, but yeah, she signed with Georgia. She signed early, so she's really looking forward to it. Excellent student. So I don't know a lot about equestrian. I've watched it during the Olympics, but I would say that's pretty impressive to go to an SEC school in any sport.
And speaking of that, Jeff Doyle, no kick six needed tonight. And that's all I've got to say about that.
That's good to know.
So. I thought you didn't want to know till the game was over. Never mind, I screwed it up. I'm sorry, Jeff Doyle. We're going to take a timeout. Starting lineup's just about to be introduced, and we'll be back for the opening tip. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Your financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
With all the options out there today, we asked Chuckles customers why they choose Chuckles day after day for their convenience stop. And one answer stood out.
Because I like the people that work here. They're very friendly and very nice and very helpful.
The ladies that work here.
The ladies here are sweet and nice and friendly.
At your neighborhood Chuckles convenience store, the people inside make the difference.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience store.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, national anthem done. Starting lineups just around the corner, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, and you've ensured that I will get a early trip to bed tonight. I did have the Auburn-Alabama game taped, and I guess I know who won, but as I'm not a big fan of Alabama, I will still watch the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's always good to see a Nick Saban team lose.
Well, when you mentioned you didn't want to know, I thought that meant
I was
until
nervous.
The end of the game,
yeah.
When there was 5 minutes left and Todd Lancaster came in talking about it, and I thought, oh, okay, well, it's over. I was following it on my phone so I could deliver the news to you live on the air. Turns out I ruined your Saturday night.
Well, that's all right. You know, I don't have a lot to look forward to. And
amen. Neither do I.
This was one of the little things, but, you know, there's NFL football tomorrow, so and might be able to get home, watch the 6A Penn and Ben Davis.
Starting lineups being introduced right now. Washington, they're going to go like this, three-guard set tonight. Matty Dant. Where's number 10? Elizabeth Stallman. Stallman, number 12 for the Lady Hatchets. Third guard is Lindsay Moody. Lindsay Moody, number 24 for the Lady Hatchets. One forward position we've already talked about her, Sarah Lewis, number 32. And in the middle, 6'1 senior Hannah Shreves. Bari, they're going to go like this. It's also going to be a three-guard set. Mariah Bullock, Mariah 5'5 and a sophomore. Tracy Stahl, second guard. She's 5'6 and a freshman. Third guard, Kara Hughes. Kara, 5'7" and a sophomore. Pair of forwards tonight for the Lady Vikings. Rachel Wilson. Rachel, 5'9 and a junior. And Melissa Wagler. Melissa, 5'6 and a sophomore. Lady Vikings coached by Michael Hopkins.
Yeah, and tonight's game, house divided tonight. We've got Brock Higgins, teacher here at Bar Eve Elementary. His wife, Lacey Higgins, is a assistant coach.
And yeah, Brock's got his Tar Heels shirt on. Real quick tonight, Jeff Doyle, the prescription for success brought to you by the Prescription Shop in Washington. What do the Vikings need to do to stay in this thing?
They've got to limit turnovers. Washington's going to put pressure on you. They're going to try to force the tempo. If we can handle that pressure, get into our offense, then maybe Bar Eve can hang around this game and maybe pull an upset.
Okay, so tip up brought to you by Boyd Grain in Washington, going to be controlled by the Vikings. Mariah Bullock with it in Washington. As you're going to see, they start man-to-man. Kara Hughes with the basketball, standing in the center circle. Hits a slipping Rachel Wilson off of a little screen and roll, lays it in. 2-0 Washington, or 2-0 Bar Eve. Good start for the Vikings.
Yeah, very nice screen there by Rachel Wilson. She rolled to the basket, and Kara did a nice job leading her towards the basket, and Rachel was able to lay it in.
Bar Eve looks like they're starting in a soft 1-3-1 zone. not the typical trapping variety.
Well, I think that we'll be content for Washington just to take some outside jumpers and hope that maybe they're not on tonight. You got Hannah Shreves as she's done some damage the last couple of years against Bar Reeve. And there was Sarah Lewis, the Division I athlete that we talked about. And right away, Washington's going to go to a full court pressure.
Some full court man-to-man pressure. Melissa Wagler going to break it up the sideline. She gets it over to Tracy Stahl. We're tied at two here in the early going. Tracy down on the baseline. Can't get caught there. Dant going to pick off a pass. And here comes Washington trying to take their first lead. I'd like to say hello to a lot of our good friends tonight. Washington going to travel with the basketball. Our good friend Logan Graber listening in tonight and hoping for a big Lady Viking victory. And then, of course, got my wife and Dylan and Dacey and Brooklyn Jones on the way back from the movies. And, Dacey, it's a good time to tell you that Claire wanted to say what?
Claire wanted Dacey to say hello to her. So, Dacey, text your dad and say hello to Claire.
So, Dacey, when I get home tonight, we will send a video message to Claire is what we'll do. Rachel Wilson down the lane, kicks it back out to Bullock.
If Barry wants to stay in this game, they're going to have to get some scoring out of their backcourt. Melissa Wagler and Mariah Bullock both have the capability of getting hot, so that's what we're going to need out of those two.
Tracy Stahl has it taken away and Dant, and she's going to have it caught on her hip, and it's going to be a double dribble. But a good job on defense right there by the Lady Hatchets, really turning up the pressure when Bar Eve killed their dribble.
Yeah, again, they're going to get up, and we're going to have to keep that dribble alive. And the girls that are off the ball, they're going to have to be cutting really hard, making themselves available to receive a pass.
Wagler with it. Bounces it over Tracy Stahl. Kara's got it. Another screen and roll and just didn't get the pass high enough. She had Rachel behind Shreves again, and if she would have got the pass up high enough, it would have been a layup. But Shreves in that 6-1 frame, going to reach up and take it away. And on the other end, Lewis going to get her second bucket. 4-2, Washington takes the lead.
Yeah, Sarah did a nice job there knocking it down. But I think that's a shot Barry's got to give her. We're going to have to give up something. So we're going to have to hope that they're just off a little bit from outside.
It's a game if Washington hits a bunch of 15-footers on the baseline. I think you got to live with that. 4-2, Washington, 5:17 left. Opening quarter. Vikings trying to get the ball inbounds. Just not a lot of movement for Bar Eve. And ball's going to be tapped away. And here comes Washington with it. Stallman with the basketball. And Bar Eve still in that zone. There's Lewis, left-hand move down the lane. No good, but Stallman going to fly in and grab the offensive rebound. It's going to be tapped out of bounds. Last touch by Bar Eve, so Washington going to get it on the baseline.
Yeah, when you play zone, you don't have somebody to match up with, and sometimes rebounding can be a problem, but you've got to go find somebody in your area, and Bar Eve didn't do that on that last shot.
Solomon has it again. Looks like Bar Eve maybe 2-3 this time. I can't tell. Dant going to miss one on the baseline, and here comes Bullock up along the right side. Mariah with it. Mariah had a tough shooting night the other night at Tecumseh. They've got to get her on track if they want to have any hope here going forward. Kara Hughes in the lane, 12-footer, rolls it in. We're tied at four.
Yeah, nice shot there by Kara. She had to shoot that over Stallman. Stallman did a nice job defending her, but Kara just a little bit better with that shot.
Shreves down on the baseline, and she just carves out some space, lays it up and in, 6-4.
Yeah, it just allowed Hannah to get way too deep there. So she gets it there. She's going to score more times than not.
Tracy Stahl, and they're guiding her to the corner, but Tracy wiggles out. Kara Hughes with it. Kara's going to skip it over. Tracy Stahl. Melissa Wagler. Melissa. And Mariah Bullock going to have it kicked away.
Yeah, Rachel Wilson, nice job posting up, and we just got to get it a little bit quicker into her. Mariah saw her, but just saw her a little bit too late. If you get it into Rachel, two good things can happen. She can either score or maybe she can draw a foul on Shreves.
Kara Hughes with it. She's going to fire a three. It's going to be long, but Rachel going to get inside position. But she got pushed underneath close to the baseline, had to save it, and Washington going to come away with it. Good job by Rachel getting on the boards, however. Hatchett's with a two-point lead, looking to extend it. Dance got it on the right baseline. She's going to swing it over. Ball reversal. Lewis had a 17-footer and passed it up. Dant, and they are really trying to get it into Shreves. She's going to lay it in, but before she does, they're going to get a foul on Kara Hughes. So that's a break for Bar Eve.
Yeah, and it's almost like Bar Eve's playing a box and one on Hannah Shreves. And Kara Hughes is kind of a roamer inside the lane, and she's just trying to get in front. And Kara did a nice job, just barely missed stealing that pass.
Yeah, Kara had a hand on it, and Shreves just kind of ripped it away a little bit. Shot up from the corner by Stallman is no good. Mariah going to grab the rebound, and here comes Barry with it.
And Barry's done a nice job so far handling the pressure. We have three turnovers, but the last 3 minutes of play, have done a nice job of kind of settling in.
Kara with it, trying to spin down the lane. Stallman going to cut her off. Pass going to be picked off by Dant. Here comes Washington on the run.
Well, the kind of turnovers we can't have is where Washington just goes down and shoots a layup. At least on that turnover, we were able to get back and set our defense.
And a three going to be put up. No good. Good block out right there by Kara. And here come the Vikings with the basketball.
Yeah, Barry's off to a good start, playing hard. They've got a good defensive game plan. It's kind of like a 2-2 zone, and you've got Kara Hughes that's roaming, and she's just playing anybody down low.
Kara, 15-footer. It's going to be short. And the one thing I've noticed about Bar Even these last few games is they've really struggled to score. A lot of shots have been short. I mean, not a lot of opportunity to put the ball in the bucket. And Mariah really struggled with that. And they're going to force Lewis into a travel. And Mariah, you know, she had 8 or 9 good looks the other night down at Tecumseh and just you know, it became a mental thing after you missed 3 or 4 in a row.
Well, and I was talking to her dad, Steve, today, and she was kind of down on herself about the last game's performance, but we're going to have her score. So she's going to have a short memory. She misses. She needs to keep on shooting because, you know, the Princeton game, she got hot there in the fourth quarter, and that's what it's going to take because we have trouble scoring the basketball.
Mariah with it. Mariah over to Kara. Kara going to have her shot blocked by Stallman, and here come the Hatchets on the run. It's Moody with it. She's going to go around everybody, lay it up and in left-handed. 8-4, Washington by 4.
That's Moody's first 2 points of the evening.
Coming up on a minute left, opening quarter. Wilson with a 15-footer from the baseline. It's going to be short. And a good block out by Stallman right there. And here come the Hatchets. And they're looking to really extend the margin here. Stallman just going to get a little quick feet happy right there. Travel at the top of the key. And Barry going to get it back with 48.4 left in the quarter.
Yeah, Barry catches a break there. That's the third Hatchet turnover on the evening. Barry with 4 turnovers. And you're getting a sub. Number 20 is going to come in for the Hatchets, and that's going to be Healy.
Little discussion out on the floor about something. But Washington going to steal the inbounds, and a missed layup by Moody, and then she's going to foul Mariah Bullock on the rebound, so Bar Eve really dodges a bullet right there, Coach.
Yeah, it really did. It looked like it was going to be 10-4. Moody did a nice job playing the passing lane, had an open path, and just missed the layup, and then she went over the back, and that's Moody's first foul.
Just a second on Washington, one team foul on the Vikings, so pretty clean first quarter. Kara with it. And pass going to be picked off again, and Moody's really gotten out in the passing lanes here the last couple of minutes. She gets it ahead to Stallman. Stallman going to have to swing it back out. And with 25 seconds, Moody's going to back it out. And that's where you got to meet the pass against these Washington Hatchets, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, absolutely. Moody, on the soccer field, I've seen her speed, and it's definitely transfers up to the basketball court as she is really quick. A three-pointer put up, and that is nothing but net. And that is number 42, Barber.
So Bar-Eve down to a second left in the quarter. They're going to have to throw one up, and it's no good. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Washington 11, Bar-Eve 4. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Stone is stone and rocks are rocks, right? Wrong. Indian Creek Quarries is a local leader in aggregate production, providing quality crushed stone for NDOT and all construction applications. Indian Creek also operates its own trucks, which means timely delivery to your important projects. Indian Creek is now under new management and serves southern Indiana from their production facility at Williams near Bedford. Indian Creek, your local producers of crushed stone, ag lime, and riprap.
Do you own your own business? Then you know to expect the unexpected. Hi, this is Diane Summers at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call today to discuss a business owner's program from Hastings Mutual Insurance Company that can be designed to fit your needs. We offer competitive pricing and comprehensive products. Thompson Insurance, 812-254-1987, representing Hastings Mutual Insurance Company.
Back at Bar-Eve, 11-4, Washington leads it at the end of a quarter. And look, Jeff Doyle, our student section across the way has showed up. There they are.
Yeah, they are really getting loud and getting into this game. Let's see if we get some more students to join them.
Well, it looks like this is why I like the rivalry so much. You got Keegan O'Neill, 26 big points at the Hatchet House the other night. And right by him, you've got Bryce Browning, who was a starter for the Hatchet, sitting there kind of chumming it up. So they're good buddies and play a lot of basketball together. Washington misses a shot. Ball bounces out of bounds. Bar-Eve going to get it back. So,
well, the IHSA has been talking about their Twitter campaign is the face of sportsmanship. So that would be a
good picture. That's a picture right there.
Yeah.
Doyle, you being an IHSAA committee member, you need to snap that photo and hashtag it. Let's go. Kara Hughes with it down the lane. Over to Tracy Stahl. Tracy wanted to take a 15-footer on the baseline and just couldn't pull the trigger on it. Now she's going to dribble it out, and Lewis wanted to set her up for a steal and is going to foul her. That's team foul number 3 for the Lady Hatchets.
Well, Bar-Eve's gone 7 minutes without a field goal. Just, again, you alluded to it, it's just hard time scoring, and this is a Washington team that's really athletic, and they're just 2 or 3 inches taller at every position and just as quick, so we're having a hard time getting open looks.
So on the inbounds, Kara's got it. And you talked about getting Mariah on track, and, you know, Mariah yet to take a shot.
Yeah, and Moody's on her, and she's not letting her go anywhere. And Kara Hughes with a 15-footer, a contested one at that, and nothing but net.
That's 4 for Kara, 11-6, Hatchets by 5. Bar-Eve now in a, I think, is this a box and one, Coach Doyle?
Yeah, Kara Hughes is just roaming around. It's a 2-2 with Kara Hughes just kind of going wherever the person inside trying to prevent it from going inside, but Shreves was able to get it, and she laid it in.
And they're going to get a foul on Kara Hughes. That's going to be her second. And only 2 fouls on Bar-Eve, but they're both on Kara, and that is not a development that you like to see. Coach Mike Hopkins wants a full timeout, and we will take one too. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Vikings trail Washington 13-6, 6:42 left. Second quarter, back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Honesty, integrity, family-owned, now I know I'll get a better deal. No pressure, no hassle, no trouble, stress-free. A Dobson deal so easy. Because a Dobson deal is a better deal.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 13-6, Hatchets by 7, Hannah Shreves at the free throw line, looking to complete the three-point play. And Coach Doyle, she's been a hard matchup for the Vikings so far.
Yeah, this will be Barry won't be sad to see Hannah Shreves graduate, because she has been a thorn in our side every year we played him, and Hannah now has 5 points.
She knocks in the free throw, 14-6. Hatchets now by 8. That's their biggest lead of the game. Tracy Stahl, and the Vikings are just stagnant on offense.
Yeah, trying to get into a set, and they just can't get it the person they wanted to get it to. Kara Hughes is going to drive. She gets it over to Stahl.
Mariah Bullock with it on the outside. Rachel Wilson trying to get down the lane. Can't do it. She bounces it back to Kara. Kara, low crossover dribble. Barry going to look to reset right here. Bullock with it now. We're under 6 minutes left, second quarter. Bullock with it on the left wing.
Well, I don't know that Barry's got a – well, Melissa Wagler's had one attempt, but they've had one field goal attempt out of their backcourt. We got to find a way to get them open. Washington's guard is doing a nice job on them.
Tracy Stahl with it. Gets herself caught down on the baseline. Got ball going to be taken away, and here comes Washington with it. Stallman over to Shreves in the high post. And Stallman, just a 10-footer, and it's going to bounce off. Rebound by Rachel Wilson. And here comes Melissa Wagler with it. Mariah Bullock going to set for three. It's going to be long. And they're going to get a foul on Melissa Wagler.
Well, even though Mariah missed that shot, I liked it. She's going to have to force a couple. And she can't worry about it, and she just got to keep on putting them up there.
Tonight's game brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, by RTC Communications in Montgomery, and by JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation. There's Shreves down in the post again, and she just backed Rachel Wilson down, lays it up and in, 16-6. It's a 10-point game.
Yeah, Barreve just doesn't have an answer there.
Bullock with it. Between the legs dribble. Bounces it over. Tracy Stahl. Melissa now. And Barreve going to travel with it.
And that is turnover number 7 for the Vikings.
Tonight's game also brought to you by your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, by Helena in Montgomery, people, products, and knowledge, and by Thompson Insurance, treating you the way that you want to be treated. Stallman with it in the corner. 3 going to be put up. It's going to be long by Barber and going to be last touched by Mariah Bullock out of bounds. And the Hatchet's going to get it kind of down in the corner by the Barre bench.
Yeah, good hustle there by Mariah, and just stepped out of bounds. She tried to throw it behind her back and just couldn't get it to a Barre player. Chance for Barre to reset their defense.
Shreves with it. Going to skip it over. Barber, little 10-footer in the lane, got it to go. 18-6. And Washington's really separated here in the second quarter.
Well, again, we're going through another scoring drought. It's been 3 minutes since the last Barre bucket, and just can't go that long a time and expect to stay in the game.
Kara with it. Had a cutting Mariah Bullock, but pass going to be picked off yet again. It's going to be turnover number 8, and here comes Washington out on the run. Barber's got it. Now Stallman. And Barreve sets back up in this zone, this junk defense, whatever you want to call it. kind of looks like a 2-3 right now. Lob pass to Shreves is going to be tipped away for a second. Washington going to get it back. And Stallman going to travel with it again. So Washington trying to keep Bar Even the game because those turnovers are kind of an unforced variety, Jeff Doyle.
Yeah, that's number five for Washington on turnovers. And with 252, 18 points, Bar Even's done a pretty nice job on defense. And, 18 points, if you can hold, that's 40 point pace, that's kind of where Bar Even needs to be. It's just we're on a pace for 12 points. So we just got to find some more scoring. And right there, Rachel Wilson, nice drive to the bucket. Nice finish from the left hand. 6 points for Rachel Wilson.
Yeah, good shot fake by Rachel. And she cuts the lead back to 10, 18-8. Ball going to be skipped over. Another three going to be put up by the Hatchets. It's no good, but Dant going to run the rebound down. And on the other side of the basket, skip pass. And Lewis is going to be fouled, and she's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Sarah Lewis, 4 points on the evening. Looking to get number five and number six.
And Lewis's first free throw bounces out, no good. Tonight's game also brought to you by Washington Chrysler Center, your five-star dealer, by A&R Home Center, more than just a hardware store, and by Davies Community Hospital, better together for better health. Lewis gets the second one, 19-8, Hatchets by 11. Hughes with the basketball. Rachel Wilson tried to get down in the lane, kicks it back to Hughes. Her three going to be long, rebounded by Shreves, but a good drive and kick right there by Rachel, and got Kara an open shot.
Yeah, the offense has really picked up. We're starting to get a little bit better look, so Bari's just going to have to continue. The ball movement, like you said, has just been a little bit crisper, and you're going to get a few more open looks.
Washington, we're down to a minute and a half left in the second quarter, 19-8, Hatchets. Dant with it on the baseline. Sarah Lewis had it for just a second. Washington just working on some half-court offense. Moody going to fire a three. It's going to bank off long, and Kara going to grab it. And here goes Bar Eve on the run. Kara is going to be fouled by Moody, and I just wish he would have let that go because Kara was about to pull off a spin move, and I'm not saying she would have scored. It would have been a hard move, but better chance of scoring than taking the basketball out on the sideline.
But the good news is you've got Moody with 2 fouls, and she's going to take a seat as Stallman checks in for her. And I've got a question for you, Coach DeCourcy. I'm looking at future opponents for this Bar Eve team, and we've got Springs Valley coming up. And it says their coach is a first-year coach, Marty Niehaus.
Marty Niehaus?
Marty Niehaus.
Of, like, Forest Park fame?
And as I look a little bit further,
good move by Rachel Wilson down on the baseline. She lays it up and in, 19-10.
It would be that Marty Niehaus because it does give overall record 375 and 190.
And Shreves down on the baseline. Actually, that was Lewis. Her shot no good. Here comes Kara Hughes with it. Kara with it. Over to Tracy Stahl. We're down to 30 seconds left. Opening half, 19-10. Hatchets by 9. Wilson's got it.
Yeah, this would be big if Barry could get a bucket here. Going to halftime just down 7.
Kara with it, going to dribble it out. We are down to 15. And Kara, bad pass, and she's going to foul Dan, and that's going to be Kara's third foul. And that's about the worst outcome that you could possibly have, Jeff Doyle.
Well, and what Kara didn't realize there is that she wasn't being closely guarded. And there wasn't a count on her, but she had picked up her dribble. But then our other girls have got to realize that, and they got to make themselves available for a pass. And we're just not cutting real hard to the bucket or to the ball.
So with 10 seconds left, Washington going to look to score here. Stallman's got it, and they're kind of out of rhythm. Dant kicks it into the corner, and Barber going to fire a three at the buzzer, and it's going to be long. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Washington leading Bar Eve 19-10, as we are joined, Jeff Doyle. You know, they always say, who let the dogs out? I want to know who let the trash in. Comedy. Just kidding, everybody. We got two greats here up on Media Row. Do you want to talk about these two greats here, Jeff Doyle?
Well, we've got two underclassmen joining us, and they both had a nice game on Tuesday night or on Wednesday evening. You know, Bryson's kind of shaking his head. He's kind of saying, I'm not so sure I had a good game, but I got some experience. And, of course, Keegan came out with 26 big points, and I never did hear if he had 7 rebounds or if he had 14 rebounds.
So I looked at Mike Myers' statistics. Mike Myers had 14. So,
and I heard maybe 6 blocks, 7 blocks.
Yeah, Mike Myers is smarter than us. So, anyway, halftime tonight brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix in Washington. Call Hoosier Ready Mix 254-7625. Once again, halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 19-10, Hatchet's leading Bar Reeve. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 3-minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
The members of RTC Communications enjoy the benefits of having one of the best telecommunication networks in the area. Our members have access to high-quality voice, fast internet, and great TV services. If you're a member of RTC, call our office today to find out how we can be of service to you. Since 1949, RTC has been here to serve their member owners. Call RTC Communications for local friendly service at 812-486-3111. Or stop by the office on Main Street in Montgomery.
In the Wabash Valley, weather is everything. Whether it's just planning your day or helping you keep your family safe, we're preparing you with the most accurate and reliable local weather forecast. We watch it by the minute. We track it by the second. And when it's at its worst, we're at our best. Kevin Orpert, Eric Stidman, Matt Brooks, and Chris Piper. Storm Team 10, leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. Storm Team 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Construction on the new state-of-the-art Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is moving along at a rapid pace, thanks to our friends at Tabor Crane. Hi, I'm Tim Goodwin. We anticipate opening the doors of Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in early 2018 at our location at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Pardon our temporary mess during continued construction, and thanks for your patience as we assure every amenity is added to serve the community. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, opening early 2018.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case working hard for you.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal.
And back at Kavanaugh Court, 19-10. Washington leads it here at halftime. Halftime statistics, Barry's principal Jeff Doyle.
And we will start with the Lady Hatchets. They're led in scoring tonight by their senior center, Hannah Shreves, as Hannah had 7 points on the first half, 3 two-point field goals, 1-1 at the line for 7 points. Sarah Lewis, another senior for Washington with 5 points. She had 2 two-point field goals, is 1-2 at the line. Lindsay Moody, their backcourt guard. She had one bucket and had 2 points. And then Allie Barber has 5 points as Allie connected on a three-pointer in the first quarter and also had a field goal in the second quarter for her 5 points. For the Bar Eve Lady Vikings, they're led in scoring by their center, Rachel Wilson, the junior. Rachel has 6 points. She got 2 points in the first quarter, and she had two-point field goals in the second quarter for her 6 points. And then Kara Hughes has the other 4 points for Bar Eve. Kara had a bucket in the first quarter and a bucket in the second quarter for her 4 points. At the end of the first quarter, it saw the Washington Lady Hatchets jump out to an 11-4 lead. And then the second quarter, Washington also outscored Bar Eve 8-6, and that gives Washington a 19-10 halftime advantage.
All right, so at halftime, Bar Eve's kind of hung in this ballgame. Jeff Doyle, what's a couple of things that the Vikings need to maybe clean up on and improve as we head to the second half?
I think it starts with their ball movement. They're running some good sets. They just need to go a little bit quicker. I know sometimes on offense you think, don't hurry, don't rush, but we're being too deliberate with the ball. So we just need just some quick dribble penetration, get some kickouts, and then we've got to get some more action out of our backcourt, get some more shots up. Mariah Bullock and Melissa Wagler are both capable outside shooters, and you know, even if they're not going to take the outside shot, at least drive it, be a threat. So if we can do those things, we can hang around this game. It's 19-10, so we've done a nice job at that. And I'd say the biggest thing that we can't do is on the turnovers. You can't have turnovers where Washington's going down and shooting layups. You at least, it has to be a turnover where you can get back and set your defense.
And that is something that the Vikings need to do. Melissa Wagler, Mariah Bullock, only one shot between them here at halftime, and it is a 19-10 Washington Lady Hatchet lead here at halftime. Once again, halftime tonight brought to you by Hoosier Ready Mix. Thanks to Hoosier Ready Mix jumping on and sponsoring Bar Eve Vikings basketball all season long here on the General 95.9. We're going to take another 3-minute timeout, and when we come back, second half action, back to Kavanaugh Court after this 3-minute timeout.
Yoder Stop and See.
Visit Yoder Stop and See and choose from a full menu of famous fish sandwiches, hamburgers, tenderloins, and all the side dishes. Try the homemade soups and make sure to save room for homemade desserts. Something for everyone. Take a break and let Yoder Stop and See do the cooking for your family. They'll thank you for it.
Yoder Stop and See.
Highway 50 in Montgomery. Yoder Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Sports.
Load up the family for your Christmas visits with a new Chrysler Pacifica from the Washington Chrysler Center. During our Black Friday sales event, you can get 0% financing for up to 72 months, plus $1,000 rebate. It's a Consumer's Digest Best Buy and the only one with stow-and-go seating for up to 8 people. We also have a great lease on the all-new Jeep Compass for only $304 per month with no money down. Save big now through the end of the month, only at the Washington Chrysler Center.
How far do you drive to get the orthopedic care or the sports medicine treatment you need? I'm Dr. Marcus Thorne reminding you that the orthopedic care you need is right here in your own backyard from me and Davis Community Hospital. With advanced diagnostic technology and orthopedic surgical alternatives right here at home, there's no reason to go elsewhere. And I personally meet with and treat every patient that walks into my clinic. To find out how our team can take care of you and your team, call my office for Davis Community
Purdue
Hospital.
Purdue Farms in Washington is one of the nation's leading poultry companies. The Purdue brand is the number one brand of premium chicken in the eastern United States and ranked as the third largest poultry company, providing food and agricultural products and services to customers in more than 50 countries. Here at home, Purdue is proud to support community events and local athletic teams and a proud corporate member of our community. Purdue Farms in Washington. Visit them online at purdue.com or call 257-3000.
Farmers will tell you AgLime is one of the most important components for successful crop production. AgLime increases root system development, promotes early above-ground crop growth, and increases fertilizer efficiency up to 50% and more. Indian Creek Quarries is your local producer of AgLime, as well as crushed stone of all sizes to satisfy any level of project. Indian Creek Quarries, now under new management and serving southwestern and south central Indiana from their production facility at Williams, Indiana, near Bedford.
brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for. Fast and easy, no delays. We'll get you on your way. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles.
We go that extra mile.
We go that extra mile. Pick it up,
pick it up.
Fill her up at Chuckles. You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles convenience stores.
Back for second half action. It will be Lady Viking basketball to begin the third quarter. 19-10, Hatchets on top by 9. Tonight's game also brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. By WTHI-TV in Terre Haute. And by Sarah Browning, your local Edward Jones advisor. So, Kara Hughes back in the game with those three fouls. Hughes with it. Bullock, top of the key. And they're looking into the post to Kara. Can't find her. Melissa Wagler's got it. Over to Tracy Stahl. Kara's got it again. Hughes with it. Trying to find a lane to dribble through. Can't do it. Mariah over to Wagler. Tracy Stahl. And Mariah down on the baseline. Little 10-foot floater. Got it to go. And that was some good movement right there for 40 seconds and got a good shot, Jeff Doyle.
Well, and that's exactly what we've been talking about. We need to get Mariah involved. So good offense there by Barre. A good start the second half.
19-12. Stallman has it. Dant on the right side. Stallman with it again. Back to Dant. Back to Stallman. And you can see the Hatchets are clearly trying to get the basketball into Shreves. And instead, three going to be put up by Washington. No good, but offensive rebound by Stallman going to be laid in. And you got to close out that defensive possession with a rebound, Jeff.
Yeah, that was the kind of possession that we wanted and did everything right, but just didn't get enough girls going to the backboard, and Stallman was able to get the offensive rebound laid in.
Bullock's got it high on the right side. Bounces it over, and it's going to be tipped away and picked off. Here comes Moody, and she's just going to try to outrace everybody. Maya got away with the travel. She's going to bounce it back out. Kick it over to Dan on the right side. They've got somebody in front and behind Shreve. And Dant now going to take a 15-footer from the right side. No good, and they're going to get an offensive rebound. I think they're going to get it on Lewis. Let's see who they called on. Yep. They are going to get it on Lewis. First foul called here in this half.
Yeah, they got her for the push in the back. So nice box out there by Barre. And kind of a familiar feel is that to the season, Barre gets down, you know, 8-9 points that first quarter, just gets off to a bad start, and then basically starts playing their opponent pretty even.
Ball's going to be on the floor, and we're going to have a jump ball. Dant's going to tie up Bullock. And the possession arrow going to give it back to the Lady Hatchets.
Yeah, it's turnover number 12 for the Lady Vikings.
So that's going to give it back to Washington. Lindsay Moody with the basketball. Barre's still in that zone defense. And Shreve's going to bank one in from the elbow. And when they're throwing in bank shots from 15 feet, Jeff Doyle, not much you can do about it.
And I don't think Hannah called that one, so.
And ball going to be picked off on the other end, and here comes Dant. And she's just going to go through Melissa Wagler, lay it up and in, and they're going to count it and put her on the line looking to complete the three-point play.
Yeah, Maddie Dant with a nice defensive play, went the length of the court, and really tough three-point play there. She got some contact, was able to keep her control, and laid in. Chance for a three-point play.
So Dan at the line, free throw rolls out. Kara going to grab the rebound. Coming up on 5 minutes left, third quarter. Rachel Wilson, 15-footer from the baseline. It's going to be long. Rebounded by Lewis. You hear Coach Gretchen Miles in the background saying, come on, let's go. They're going to kick it over. And good post position again by Shreves. She's going to lay it in, 27-12. Coach Mike Hopkins has seen enough. He wants a full timeout, and we'll take one, too. 4:49 left. JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 27-12, Washington by 15. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Financial security deserves the professional attention of a full-time financial advisor. This is Sarah Browning with Edward Jones at 310 Southeast 21st Street in Washington. If you want investment information and service that's tailored specifically to your needs, put our years of experience to work for you. At Edward Jones, we offer stocks, corporate bonds, government bonds, and tax-advantaged investments. Give me a call at 254-3739. Let's help make your money work harder starting today. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 4:49 left, third quarter, 27-12. Lady Hatchets by 15. And the difference between the beginning of the third quarter and the first half, Jeff Doyle, is the Hatchets have capitalized on these turnovers and turned them into points.
Yeah, they definitely have. They've turned up their defense, and now they're going to a trapping defense, and they get another steal there.
And there's Moody with it, but she's going to have it taken away. And Moody had her head down at the floor. She had Dant over on the left block for a wide-open layup and just missed her. So Bariv catches a break right there. Kara's got it. Tracy Stahl in the left wing. Melissa Washington, man-to-man on defense this time. Bullock has it again in the high post. Kara Hughes over to Tracy Stahl. Long two, no good, but Rachel going to run the rebound down. And ball on the floor, and here comes Dant with it. And Washington on the attack up by 15.
Bariv's electing to stay in this zone defense. And it's worked pretty well. You're holding this Washington team to just 27 points here late in the third quarter. Good block out there by Tracy Stahl, and they're going to get Stallman on the foul.
Yeah, Stallman missed a baseline jumper, and Tracy blocked her out, and Stallman tried to get through her. They're going to get that foul on Stallman. That's her second, and just a second on Washington here at the beginning of the third quarter. Bullock bounces it over. Rachel Wilson. Over to Tracy Stahl. Back to Melissa Wagler. Tracy wanted a three, couldn't get it. Kara Hughes has it in the post, going to kick it out. Had Melissa Wagler for just a second. Washington's help defense is just so good. You think you've got a shot, and they close out on a shooter. Mariah Bullock going to fire a three. Got it. 27-15. And you just got to get Mariah freed up somehow, some way.
Yeah, and nice patience there by Bari, but you said it. I mean, this Washington defense hits outstanding, and they just play defense the way it's supposed to be, and they've got some athletes to go with it, and that's going to make it even better.
Lewis had another 15-footer on the baseline, rim out. Here comes Kara on the run. Hughes with it. Tracy Stahl going to fire a three. Rolls in and out, no good. Here comes Moody with the basketball. She's going to kick it over to Barber. Back to Moody, back to Barber on the left wing. And there's Lewis, and they're looking for a high-low with Shreves. Shot going to be put up, no good. And here comes Kara on the rebound. Kara wants to run with it. Kara going to kick it back to Tracy Stahl. Bullock over to Melissa Wagler. Kara spins it down the lane, off the glass, no good. And Washington with the rebound. Moody out with it. Stallman down to Shreves. And Shree's had it roll out, but she established good post position again. Bari wants to run it back. Minute and a half left, third quarter.
Let's see if we can free up Mariah for another three-pointer.
Tracy Stahl, Kara Hughes. Kara going to fire a three. Got it. And it's a nine-point game again, 27-18.
Nice job there by Kara. Really stepped into that shot. 7 points on the night for Kara.
And it's a single-digit lead again. Ball's going to be on the floor, comes out. Lewis going to put it up. It's no good, but Washington going to grab the rebound. Barber with a wild shot, no good. Tracy Stahl going to grab the rebound. And with 50 seconds left in the quarter, Mariah Bullock going to pump a long two and got it. It's 27-20. And Coach Gretchen Miles wants a timeout, and we'll take one, too. 27-20, Barreve has cut it to 7, 46 seconds left. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Are you concerned with what your family may be exposed to on the internet? Would you like the ability to automatically limit internet access when the kids get home from school or at bedtime? RTC Communications is now offering a proven service to help monitor and manage any internet connection. Router Limits allows you to easily establish by user the time and the content of internet usage. Call RTC Communications at 812-486-3211 to learn how you can take back the internet in your home.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, Washington with the basketball. Let's see if they try to get the last shot. And Moody's going to fire a three and got it. And that ends the 8-0 Barreve run. Brings the lead back to 10, and with 20 seconds, Barreve going to try to get the last shot of quarter number three.
Yeah, kind of a backbreaker there for Barreve, as Moody hadn't, she'd attempted five threes on the night and hadn't converted on any of them, but was so able to connect on that one.
Rachel Wilson with it. We're down to 5 seconds. Tracy Stahl over to Rachel. Rachel, long two is going to be off the glass and no good, and that's going to do it. At the end of three on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, Hatchett's leading the Vikings 30-20. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is that the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your local good neighbor pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 254-7666.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, having an off-air conversation about obsessive-compulsive disorder. Wish my son would develop that about his jump shot, Jeff Doyle.
Well, but chess might get him a little bit further in the game of life.
Yes. Jeff Kavanaugh would say so, and that's all I need to hear. Barry with the basketball. Rachel Wilson down, and her shot's going to be blocked. And you know what I think Hannah Shreve's blocked right there, Jeff Doyle?
The ball.
I think she blocked the ball.
That might be your hometown call.
Maybe an anticipatory foul call, as Dr. Brian Harmon used to say back in our tenure on the radio years ago. Rachel going to get two free throws. First one going to be no good. She'll have one more.
Well, that third quarter, we talked about the whole broadcast about getting Mariah Bullock going. We definitely did that, as Mariah had 7 points that quarter. just need a few more girls to join her this fourth quarter to see if we have a rally. And missing two free throws is not the way to get back in the game.
Tonight's game also brought to you by Landmark Surveying in Washington, by the Montgomery Raritan Club, proud to salute the Barre Vikings, and by Indian Creek Quarries on Mount Olive Road in Williams. Washington with the basketball. Lewis, that's not Lewis, that's Barber, going to knock in a three from the corner. And the Hatchets have answered with a 6-0 run to move it back to 13 at 33-20.
Yeah, Barber has a nice-looking shot. You give her time, and more times than not, I think she's going to knock that down. That's 2 3-pointers on the night.
Melissa Wagler. And her pass going to be picked off, and that's Moody again. And she's going to lay it up and in, 35-20, and that's an 8-0 Washington run.
Yeah, just as quickly as we got back in the game, Washington spreads it out and widens that margin.
And that's what good teams do. You answer a run with a run.
Right.
Hughes with it. Melissa Wagler back to Kara. 6.5 minutes. Kara going to get down the lane, off the glass, got it. 35-22.
Yeah, Kara with a spinner in the lane. Did a spin move, and nice result there for Kara. She gets her 8th point on the night, or actually that's her 9th.
So Washington with it. Barre's still in the zone. 35-22, and let's see if Coach Gretchen Miles wants to run offense or if she's just going to say, if you're not going to come out and guard us, we're more than happy to take some chunks of time off.
And a lot of coaches would do that, but I don't think Gretchen's going to do that. I think she's just going to think she's pretty confident in this team that they can that they need this kind of development to work against the zone. So let's see. But they are being a little bit more deliberate here.
Barber with it. Over to Dant. Dant back out to Moody. Just some ball reversals right here for Washington. Barber with it again. And just some zone offense action here, Jeff Doyle. I think they're just trying to patiently wait for an opening for Hannah Shreves down low.
I think you might be right.
And a three going to be banked in by Washington this time, 38-22. So they've banked one from the elbow and banked a three in from the wing. And when that happens, it's hard to beat a good team.
Yeah, it really is. And just excellent patience there by the Hatchets. And they got the shot they wanted, and they reversed it and got a open three there. But, again, I don't know if they called bank on that one, but they count all the same.
Kara Hughes with it. 4.5 minutes left. And Kara's going to be fouled by Dant. Sabari going to get it on the baseline. And Coach Mike Hopkins wants a full timeout, and we'll go ahead and take one, too. 4:32 left in the game on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 38-22 Washington. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1 minute timeout.
The Montgomery Raritan Club is celebrating 57 years serving our community. The Raritan Club and all its members are proud to back the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are available on the Raritan Club's website at montgomeryraritanclub.com. Save the dates for next year's Turkey Trot at the park September 6th through the 9th. And bookmark the club's website again for upcoming events and happenings at montgomeryraritanclub.com. The Montgomery Raritan Club, serving the Daviess County community for 57 years.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Kavanaugh Court, 38-22, Washington over Barre, 4 minutes and 32 seconds left. Barre basketball, and Vikings need to little push right here to try to get back in it one more time, Jeff Doyle.
Well, and you mentioned, Mike, about Washington just kind of they're told the, you know, the pressure defense. But one thing that we haven't mentioned, Bar Reeve has played five girls. There's been no substitutions, and, you know, Washington just has the luxury of a deep bench, and Coach Miles has been running them in and out, and Coach Hopkins doesn't really have that luxury.
And just not what you wanted right there, a five-second call on the inbounds, and Washington going to get it back. So Barber with it. Ball going to be tipped away, and here comes Melissa Wagler. Melissa going to spin it back. She's got to find Mariah. Had her for a second, missed her. Now Mariah going to back it out. Rachel Wilson travels. And Washington going to get it again.
Yeah, just a few too many turn. If you're going to stay in a game against a team like Washington, you've got to keep your turnovers 10 or under. And that's number 18 for this Bar Reeve team.
And it's kind of the unforced variety that kills you, Jeff Doyle, because Washington's not really got out and pressed. They've probably trapped in the half court two possessions tonight, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? You know? So, yeah, they're killers, you know, in that respect. Washington with the basketball, 3.5 minutes left. Stallman, Lewis with it in the high post. Barber going to bounce it back over to Stallman. Moody had an open three. She's going to skip it across to Barber. Just some in and out, and they're looking for Shreves in the post. And Moody going to fire another three. It's going to be long, but Stallman going to beat everybody inside on the rebound. She's going to be fouled going up for a shot. She's going to go to the free throw line to shoot two.
Yeah, Washington, nice job reversing the ball. Got a wide open shot for Moody. Missed it, and Stallman crashing the boards. He's going to get two free throws. As Elizabeth looks for her third and fourth point of the night, and she misses the first one.
So Stallman will have one more. And got the second one, 39-22. Jeff Doyle, the IHSAA football championship, held all weekend. How does an IHSAA board of directors member not attend that game? How do you get out of that, Jeff Doyle, on Thanksgiving weekend?
Well, they have a sign-up sheet in the fall, and I was told that in our orientation that it'd be nice your first year on the board to work one championship event in the fall. You know, work one each sports season. So I elected to work soccer on a Friday evening, and I worked the cross-country championship. So I really value my time over the Thanksgiving weekend. You know, there was a lot of good movies on last night. Karate Kid was on. There was a couple other. Hoosiers was on. So just a lot of good action.
Lots of stuff that you can.
High school football. I watched the state finals.
Yeah. Yep, I did too.
Watch a little Central Florida, and who'd they play?
UCF, USF.
Yes.
So, yeah, it was a.
Yeah, but this is the one that most of the board members sign up for because they like being up there for the weekend. If you work both nights, you'll get a hotel room downtown Indianapolis, so it makes for a nice little weekend.
Bar Eve ran about a minute off the clock right there, and just good defense by Washington, Bar Eve being patient. So a minute 56 left, 39-22. Tracy Stahl with it. Kara on the right side trying to spin it around. Going to be kicked out. Tracy Stahl going to fire a three. It's going to be long rebounded by Washington, and we're coming up on a minute and a half.
I know Tracy missed that one, but that's a good shot, and it looked good. She got her feet ready because you're not going to have much time, and that's one thing I noticed about just in this game that our girls are getting ready to shoot a little bit quicker, and that's what they'll have to do because they're not going to have much time at the varsity level against good competition to get their shots off.
So Washington still going against this Bar Eve zone. Minute 10 left. Moody's got it on the right side. Skip pass. And we're under a minute. We'll see if Washington takes a layup. A little short shot in the lane in and good by Lewis. 41-22.
Sarah Lewis gets her 7th point on the night.
Rachel Wilson, 15-footer is long and rebounded by Washington. We're coming up on 30 seconds left. And you see Coach Gretchen Miles basically saying, spread it out, no shot. Coach Mike Hopkins says, back up. And that's going to be the final here tonight. So the Lady Hatchet's going to move to 5-1 on the season. And that will be the final here tonight. On the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, Bar Eve falls to Washington 41-22. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, all of the post-game activities here tonight. Washington wins it over Bar Eve 41-22. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Making tough crop input decisions is about to get a lot easier with H3. It all starts with three proven products, Coron, Nucleus, and Hydrocume, each working together to improve fertility, efficiency, and yield. Three steps, one easy decision. H3, a system approach available at your local Coron, Nucleus, and Hydrocume dealer. It could be the easiest decision you make all year. Talk to your local Helena Chemical Company experts in Montgomery to learn more about these products.
Construction on the new state-of-the-art Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home is moving along at a rapid pace, thanks to our friends at Tabor Crane. Hi, I'm Chris Seavers. We anticipate opening the doors of Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in early 2018 at 2020 State Street near Eastside Park in Washington. Pardon our temporary mess during continued construction, and thanks for your patience as we assure every amenity is added to serve the community of Washington and surrounding areas. Goodwin Seavers Funeral Home in Washington, opening early 2018.
When you order Ready Mix Concrete, you want the highest quality product delivered on time. Hoosier Ready Mix off Highway 50 next to GPC knows that time is crucial when pouring concrete. Hoosier Ready Mix can help you build home foundations, driveways, commercial buildings, and more. Ask about their special prices on livestock and turkey barns. Hoosier Ready Mix has a good product, competitive pricing, and is locally owned and operated, and is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., and on Saturdays from 8 a.m. until noon. Call for a free estimate at 812-254-7625.
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Ligoti. And good luck to all Viking teams.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, the final on tonight's JJ's Concrete scoreboard, 44-22. Washington wins it over Bar Eve by 19. Postgame tonight brought to you by our good friend, Alex Knepp, senior financial consultant at German American Financial Services on Main Street, in their new building on Highway 57 in Washington. Final statistics tonight, Bar Eve principal Jeff Doyle.
First, for your Bar Eve Lady Vikings, they were led in scoring tonight by their sophomore forward, Kara Hughes. Kara with 9 points. She did it on 1 3-pointer, and she had 3 2-point field goals. So 9 points for Kara. Rachel Wilson had 6 points. Rachel did all her scoring in the first half, 3 2-point field goals. And then Mariah Bullock will round out the scoring for Bar Eve. Mariah had a 3-pointer and 2 2-point field goals for 7 points. And Mariah did all her damage in the third quarter. For the Washington Hatchets, they're going to be led in scoring tonight by their senior center, Hannah Shreves. Hannah had 11 points. She had 5 2-point field goals, and she also had a free throw for her 11 points. Allie Barber had a couple 3-pointers and a 2-point field goal for 8 points. Sarah Lewis. Sarah with a strong game tonight. She had 3 2-point field goals, 1 of 2 of the line, 7 points. Lindsay Moody. Lindsay had 7 points on the night. She had a 3-pointer and 2 2-point field goals. And then Elizabeth Stallman with a field goal, 1 of 2 of the line, 3 points. Maddie Dant had a field goal for 2 points. Your quarter scoring at the end of one quarter saw Washington jump out to 11-4 advantage. Second quarter saw the Hatchets increase that lead as they outscored Bar Eve 8-6 for a 19-10 halftime advantage. The third quarter was very even as Washington also outscores Bar Eve 11-10 as they increase that lead to 41-20. And then the last quarter saw Washington outscore Bar Eve 11-2 for your final. Washington Lady Hatchets win it tonight 41, Bar Eve 22.
All right, a little bit of hardware to pass out tonight. Jeffrey, the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game, tell us who you like, tell us why.
I'm going to go with Kara Hughes. Kara just had to do it. She has to do it all for our offense, and she did a good job driving in, trying to set up plays for other people, and while also looking for her shot. She was guarded by a much taller person the whole night. She was giving up 3 or 4 inches, and it was somebody that was very quick too, and I thought Kara did a nice job being aggressive with her shot. Had a couple of really nice moves, and then also had some nice assists and did a good job rebounding the ball as well. So Kara with a nice overall game. She finished with 9 points for Bar Eve, and she's your Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game.
All right, Kara Hughes, tonight's Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Come see why a Dobson deal is a better deal. We'd like to thank Dave Foster, my old friend back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time all night tonight. And for my good friend and my boss, Bar Eve Principal Jeff Doyle, I'm Mike DeCourcy saying Bar Eve falls to Washington tonight here in girls basketball 41-22. Good night, everybody.
This concludes coverage of Bar Eve Sports on Four Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by The Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington, RTC Communications in Montgomery, JJ's Concrete, your neighborhood Chuckles convenience stores, Helena in Montgomery, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, A&R Home Center, the Davies Community Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, WTHI-TV, Sarah Browning, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Landmark Surveying, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, Yoder Stop and See, Schwarzentruber Brown Law Offices, Purdue Farms of Washington, Boyd Grain, Hoosier Ready Mix, Indian Creek Quarries in Williams, Indiana, and Alex Knepp with German American Investments. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.
More Four Star Country. After